Public Pool Partners is a citizen group that represents the scores of voters that we've spoken to since the April 8th election that did not intend for their vote that day to correspond to the construction of an indoor aquatic center at Spellerberg Park.
So, also, by the way, I noticed another, this is not an effort by the Save Spellerberg group, this is a different group?
That's correct.
Okay, and the name of that group again?
A press release has gone out, but thank you for asking. The group is known as Public Pool Partners.
Okay, and they have been formed to do what?
This is a citizen group that's filed an indoor pool ballot initiative petition because we have talked with scores of local voters who did not intend for their April 8th vote to correspond to the construction of an indoor pool at Spellerberg Park.
Okay, and so if you get enough petitions, what would voters be, in a perfect world, and this happens, you get an initiated measure, let's say, what would voters be voting on?
The initiated measure language specifies guidelines for the city of Sioux Falls to consider for the financing and the choice of location to construct an indoor aquatic center.
Which would effectively rule out Spellerberg?
We feel that the best decision for a responsible location for a municipal indoor pool precludes Spellerberg as a location. We think there are still issues with traffic, parking, and the available green space there.
Well, again, there was probably some confusion with the first vote, as you've implied. Would there be any confusion with this second vote? Is it clearly state? I mean, I think you read some of the language, but I'm wondering if there is an initiated measure, would it clearly state that if I say yes or no, it's going to be for or against an indoor at Spellerberg?
The petition language that Public Pool Partners has proposed would establish the guidelines that the city of Sioux Falls would need to consider for the financing and location of an indoor aquatic center. And if this initiated measure on the ballot is voted yes, it would eliminate the Spellerberg Park as a location for an indoor aquatic center.
Okay, good enough. That's clear enough. So what do you have to do now, John? I mean, what's the process between now and success as you see it?
Between now and at least May 13th or May 20th, we'll be making our voices heard in force at city council meetings. Given the proposed agenda for the Sioux Falls City Council, for a first reading at today's May 6th City Council meeting to consider the financing proposal and the location proposal for the pool, and the proposed May 13th date for the City Council to vote on that. We hope that we can prevail upon City Council members to reconsider, step back from this vote on May 13th, and more carefully consider a plan for a responsible plan for an indoor aquatic center.
So
beyond that, the initiated petition process allows for a 6-month window of time to gather signatures to submit the petition for consideration in placement on an upcoming municipal election.
Okay, so you're really going on two tracks here, trying to get city council to change its mind, if you will, on location, or to pick another location, and at the same time, concurrently, you're in a petition drive to get the question on the ballot.
That's right. So the petition drive has a longer window of opportunity to achieve that goal. A period of 6 months is possible, but we also see an opportunity here just within the next couple of weeks to prevail upon the City Council to consider the provisions of efficient application where their consideration of an upcoming vote is concerned.